147. Two different views of life. There seems to be little to Malcolm that is inherently meaningful in his existence. It is the mechanics of things that interest him most. Perhaps that is why he has chosen to become a mechanical engineer. It suits his mechanistic attitude to life. The universe, to Malcolm, is just one big mechanism, and anything that can be mechanized will be mechanized, seems to be another motto of his. There is nothing meditative about him at all. Confronted with anything that does not work as it should, Malcolm just can't help himself but meddle with it to try to put it right, to his way of thinking, that is. Malcolm's view of things is quite the opposite of Mel, another friend of mine. Mel just loves to meditate, trying to meander through the maze that is called life, much in the manner of St. Augustine, the medieval mystic. Just like that saint, Mel derives much joy in life through the medium of listening to the melody of the wind in the leaves and the melodic song of the birds at daybreak. Mel is happy to live on a comparatively meager salary, not for him the cares of the world. The mass media are of little or no interest to him. Be prepared for some major melodrama whenever Malcolm and Mel get together. There is nothing at all that can be called melodious in their verbal exchanges. It is usually me on such occasions who is called in as mediator, asked to mediate on their seemingly endless quarrels.